Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Whale Island, a selection from the Almost Home anthology by Kathy Lamb, performed by Laurel Merlington.
To my way cool sister, Dr. Karen Strait, and her special friend, Matt Farwell, of the Kindness Ranch, a home for former laboratory animals, Hartville, Wyoming. Chapter 1. I could not believe I was going to climb up on Stephen's roof in a black burglar-type outfit so I could spy on him through his skylight. "I have gone over the edge," I muttered, adjusting my black leather knee-high boots. "I'm completely whacked, brain-fried, crazed." "Our mission," Brenda whispered to me before we scurried onto the roof, the stars our only witnesses to this sheer stupidity,
"begins right now. One for all for one, and don't leave a wily woman behind."
She shimmied her hips, then stuck both thumbs up, her black gloves cutting through the cool night. My sister Christy and I smothered our laughter.
"Never give up, ladies,"
Christy ordered as she pulled a black knit hat over her blonde hair and down her face, her green eyes twinkling through the eye holes.
"Never surrender. Never accept defeat."
"Women unite," I said as we high-fived each other. Brenda fiddled with her night-vision goggles, then grabbed the gutter and shimmied her way up the roof. Her agility was impressive, as she'd had a number of strawberry daiquiris. I yanked my black knit hat over my face, pulled the eye and mouth holes into the appropriate places, tucked in my black curls, and followed her, trying hard not to laugh. If I laughed while I was climbing, I might wet my pants.
"I'm a spy,"
Brenda whispered as she climbed. She hummed the James Bond theme song. She has a full head of curling reddish hair, now hidden by her full-face black-knit hat, a huge mouth, huge eyes, and a biggish nose. Men went wild for her.
"A sexy spy."
My laughter broke free, and I had to cross my legs. "Don't wet your pants." Brenda was wearing black leather pants and a black motorcycle jacket like me. My sister was wearing a black cowboy hat over the face-hiding knit hat, which was so hilarious, and a black coat that wouldn't close over her stomach because she is gigantically pregnant with twins. Normally, she is the size of Tinkerbell. Now, she is the size of a small bull.
"Shalice is not a sexy spy," I said about my sorry self as I grabbed the gutter to hoist myself.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?